It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. With the days shorter and the nights cooler, it's time for you and that special someone to get cozy and warm. And here with suggestions of coastal destinations perfect for cuddling up is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Great to be here.
All right, New Girl, you're sending us to the coast in the fall. And I'm sure those northerly winds are starting to blow. So tell me why we want to do this.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's snuggle weather. You just find that special someone and you just ramp down. It's funny. So often when we travel, we've got this big agenda of all these things we want to do, places we want to see. Oh, got to try that hot new restaurant, so on and so forth. I believe that traveling this time of year, it's almost like an invitation to just really slow down, take it easy. You wrap yourself up in that blanket, sit in front of a fire, read a book, have the hot toddy. I mean, how often do we do that when we travel? Not often enough. And the other neat thing is that a lot of these places, it's an off season for them, so you're going to get better prices. Not all of them, but many of them. It's funny how some coastal destinations do as much business in the mid and late fall as they do in spring and summer. So that's the case some places. But in a lot of places, you're going to be able to find a better deal this time of year, and that's always a plus.
All right. So I'm starting to warm up to this idea. You've got a Fab Five list with you, and leading it is the White Barn Inn in Kennebunkport, Maine. I just love saying Kennebunkport, Maine. It sounds cozy enough. What about it?
Oh, my gosh. This is an absolutely terrific place. It just magic from beginning to end. The property, the hotel, has been there actually since the Civil War era. And the focal point here is definitely the dining experience. And you do dine in this actual white barn, soaring cathedral ceiling. It's got this plate glass windows looking onto this beautiful landscape. It's a five-star, five-diamond restaurant, the White Barn Inn, candlelit. Just amazing food. I had the great good fortune of eating there a couple times when I lived in Boston. It was, maybe an hour and a half away. It's a beautiful property, 27 rooms. You've got suites and cottages and romantic and just absolutely perfect. Fireplaces in the room, soaking tubs, fresh flowers, your breakfast in bed. I can think a few places that just feel as magical as this one. Have I talked you into it?
Where is it again?
Kennebunkport.
I just wanted to hear you say it. I wanted to hear you say it. Now, not too far away is Cape Cod, and you've got a favorite spot there.
Yes. Another one that I remember from my Boston days fondly, the Chatham Bars Inn. It's on the Cape. This is a sort of soft beige shingles. It's very close by the sea. You can walk along these sandy beaches. You can go whale watching. Lots of, neat little local museums, shops. It's been around for almost a century, since 1914, but they just recently underwent a $100 million renovation. So the property looks better than ever, very fresh. The rooms are very nice, and yet you can, year round, you can swim in this wonderful serpentine pool and play tennis. And believe it or not, Cape Cod is much milder during the winter than people think. It can be very cold in Boston, of course, but you go down to the Cape, and probably because of the currents and whatnot, and I can say this from experience, my mother-in-law still lives on the Cape, and we've been many times every season, and the weather is generally very nice. I mean, even in January, it's really not that bad. So it's a good destination. And the deals this time of year, fantastic.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. The Outer Banks appeal to you this time of year. So where to?
Well, a property I love there is the Sanderling in Duck, North Carolina, the northern end of the Outer Banks. It's a great gray shingled property on the beach. The Outer Banks are really very quiet in the fall and winter, and considering how busy they are in the summer, it's a terrific time of year to explore. You can probably get to all 12 lighthouses along the Cape this year, and there's no lines and easy to get in. The Wright Brothers Museum. This property, the Sanderling, has a terrific great room. I remember we were there a couple years ago over Thanksgiving, and there's so many little nooks and crannies you can explore to just, take a glass of wine and read your book and watch the sunset. I mean, you've got vistas to the ocean. It doesn't get a whole lot better than this. There are restaurants called the Life-Saving Station. It is a former Coast Guard life-saving station, actually, and the food that they put out there, it's a kind of a combination of seafood and southern. I remember some great fish dishes that also had, you know, grits on the plate or black-eyed peas. And it's all just terrific. I highly recommend it.
Wow. It sounds great.
It is.
It's relaxing just to listen to. Heading to the West Coast now, there's a spot an hour north of San Francisco that you remember fondly.
Oh, my gosh. I remember this place so fondly. It's called Manka's, M-A-N-K-A apostrophe S, now known as Manka's Inverness Lodge. And Inverness is this little bitty town on the way to Point Reyes on the Northern California coast. And I actually went to this place a number of times in the 80s when Manka was still alive. And she was this, you know, cherubic sort of, you know, Eastern European woman. And she did all of the cooking. And it was very hearty fare and always just really, really good. And she had a handful of rooms on the property. It was just a great getaway from the Bay Area. I believe she has now passed on. However, the dining room remains and is probably better than ever. I mean, you know, the food is, you know, foraged locally. You know, they raise a lot of their food. So it's a gastronome's delight, absolutely. The rooms are what you'd have to call rustic elegance. I know some of the beds just have these huge, you know, wood beams from which they're made. And it's just the place couldn't be nicer. It's just it's this great little haven in the woods close by the sea.
Hmm.
Yep.
The Oregon coast also holds a special allure. Why is that?
Well, I will probably never forget the Rogue River in that. The only time I went river rafting there, we wound up in some Class 5 rapids, and our two very experienced tour guides wound up sending us backwards down the rapids. And I think I saw
what?
Yes, they did. They made a little mistake there. My life flashed before me, but I would still go back near the Rogue River, and especially to a place called the Tututan Lodge, which is
what is it called?
The Tututan Lodge. Say that three times fast.
Tututan Lodge. Tututan Lodge. Tututan Lodge. Tututan Lodge. Hey, I got it.
You did. Very good. Named after the Tututan Rogue Indians,
okay,
actually.
Okay.
And this is probably the least sort of super romantic type place. It's an old hunting fishing lodge, and this works as a guy or girl getaway. You know, great beaches up and down the Oregon coast, and the property is, you know, again, about 7 miles, I guess, from the coast, right on the Rogue River, so you can go river rafting or do the beach thing, and it's a great escape.
Wow, that sounds great. So that's the Oregon coast.
Yes.
So anything else real quick while we have some extra time here on the
coast? On the West Coast. You know, Gig Harbor, Washington, which is just south of Seattle, that's a nice little fishing port, and there are some great little B&Bs there. Also, if you just go on to up north from there, the San Juan Islands in British Columbia, near British Columbia, beautiful places to stay there. Orcas in the San Juans. I've had some nice weekends there.
Some great fall travel ideas. Who knew? Our travel contributor, she knew, Elaine LaBalme. She joins us each and every week here on Essential Pittsburgh. Good to visit with you again, Elaine.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll look at the Kennedy assassination 50 years later with renowned forensic pathologist Dr. Cyril Wecht, a longtime critic of the investigation by the Warren Commission. That's tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of the program today or there are any past shows or segments you'd like to hear, you can check them out at our website, wesa.fm. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening.